follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Do you realize that what you say is not always as important as how you say it? Can you get up in front of any audience at any time and be dynamic? Welcome to Communication Nation with your host, Jill Schiffelbein. Today, we'll demonstrate how small changes in communication behaviors can have a big impact on a business's bottom line. Now, here's your host, Jill Schiffelbein.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Communication Nation. I am your host, Jill Schiffelbein, and it is August 13th, 2013, and today we are going back to letting me put my teaching hat on, and we're going to do another episode on communication training. So if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that there are two other episodes of communication training out there right now, and these episodes are designed to have you be able to sit, listen to one or all four segments of the show and pick up useful information in each around a particular topic. So previous topics have included public speaking, organizing your speech, writing your speech, delivering your speech, persuasive communication, and persuasive speaking. And today we are talking all about video. Video, you say? Yes, video communication, a form of mediated speaking, if you will. Mediated speaking to me is communication that will convey a message to an audience through the use of one or more technological channels. And in this case, when it comes through video, you're using the technology most often via the computer, the camera, your microphone, the audio, some type of transmission that's coming out that's not putting you face to face in front of them, but very darn close. And so when we're talking about video and talking about video communication, which is the essence of this, I'm going to walk you through various different aspects that I hope will help you kind of envision, if you're not already using video or if you are using video, how to either think of video as part of your strategy for your entrepreneurial efforts, your products, your services, your message, or maybe you are using video already, how to fine-tune that video, pick up a couple extra tools that you might use, and perhaps most important, how to deliver effectively via video. So before I get started, I have to tell you all a story because this will kind of capture what I'm talking about when it comes to video, at least in my opinion. So about, this was back in 2008, so about 5 years ago. About five and a half years ago now that I think about it, I was teaching a class at Arizona State University on crisis communication and image restoration. So basically how to communicate effectively to your internal and external audiences when you're in an organizational crisis. So basically your company screws up, how do you need to handle it? And of course there's great examples of this over history and there are some not so great examples of this in the course of our discussion. So you know what those are. I don't need to point them out. But in any event, so I am going to be missing a day of my in-person class to attend a conference. And because this was my baby, this was my class, I created it from scratch, I didn't want to have anyone else come in and do a lecture and really just sit there and read my notes. That seemed silly and ridiculous to me. So I thought, okay, I'm going to make a video of the lecture that I'm going to give or I had planned to give and then put it online for my students and then give them an online activity that they can do. So instead of coming to the classroom that day, since I wouldn't be there, they were going to do this exercise online. And so this is the first time I am making video for the web, and this is for a specific audience. It's my students, so the messaging and stuff was already laid out and put down. And I know for many of you that's not the case yet. We'll get into that later in the show. But for the purposes of the story, I have the message laid out. I'm actually giving a lecture on mission statements and how crucial understanding your value statement, your keywords, and your mission statement is to organizing your communication during a crisis. It's crucial. And so I'm explaining to my students the value of this. And in the lecture, I'm sitting in my office and I have the webcam on top of the computer and I hit record. And I am so bloody determined to make eye contact with my audience, because I know if I'm speaking in person, eye contact is important. So I'm thinking, speaking online, I want to make sure I am reaching my students. So I am staring right at that camera, at that lens, being so intent on being animated and making eye contact with my students using visual aids, the whole nine yards. And I'm so jazzed up about this. So I finished the video, I put it up online, and it was about a 6-minute video. So this was a very short lecture, and then there were activities that they did to fill up the rest of the class time, essentially. And I put this lecture online. The next week, I come back into class feeling pretty good about what I did. And I walk into the classroom and I ask the students what they thought about our online session. And they had rave reviews. This is awesome. No teacher's ever done this for us before. This was really interesting. It was really effective. Yada, yada, yada. A lot of positive feedback. And then one guy, Bill, in the back of the room, raises his hand and he says, "Jill, may I be honest with you?" And I said, "If you're being respectful, Bill, you may always be honest with me." He goes, "Don't get me wrong. I really appreciated not coming to class, and I really enjoyed learning in that format. But do you realize that you did not blink once during that entire video?" I said, "No way. That's not possible." Everyone's kind of laughing and questioning. And I said, let's see. Let's turn it on. So I turned the video on. I pulled it up, pulled it on the projector in the classroom. And lo and behold, I start watching the video. My eyes are wide. I am not blinking. Darn it, I am engaging with my audience, but it does not look the most natural. And all of a sudden, about 3 minutes and 15 seconds into the video, I finally blink and the whole class erupts in cheers and we all just laugh. So yes, I did blink once during the 6 to 7 minute presentation. Once. So that's my story and how I was introduced to video. And it took a student calling me out to realize that, yes, this is fantastic. There's a lot of uses for it. But being natural is so important. And I still laugh at that story today. And when I tell it in person, I give you the wide-eyed look as well, just to add to that character. But I laugh at it now because when we're put in front of technology, when we're a speaker, when we're delivering a message, when we're an entrepreneur and trying to reach our potential client base, when we're a manager trying to talk to our employees, when we're someone giving a speech, and you put a piece of technology between a speaker and his or her audience, sometimes our behavior changes. And not just sometimes, I would actually say in almost all situations, our behavior naturally changes because now you have this mediated channel to go through and it makes it different for you. So how do we communicate effectively via video, via some technological channel, and effectively reach our target audience or audiences? This is an important question that we're going to cover. The first thing I'm going to talk to you about in the remaining time in this segment is why make video. So I'm going to give you some ideas for how to start conceptualizing how video communication can be effective in what you do. So whether you're an entrepreneur or you're working for someone, or maybe you manage a team or are thinking of starting up a business, I'm going to cover all of those bases. In the next segment, I'm going to cover more detailed information on different types of videos that you can make and give you some of the hows to make them. And I'll throw out some of my favorite technological tools that I use to help me construct videos. In section 3 of the show, we are going to talk about different, not only types of videos, but I'm going to point you to some examples online that you can go, that you can reference, and that you can use to start brainstorming how you might put your messaging together to communicate and speak in this mediated way. And finally, in the last segment, we're going to talk about working it, how to speak for video, whether you're doing audio only, audio and video, audio with pictures, we're going to cover it all. How to speak effectively for video. And I'll give you a hint, it doesn't include staring at the lens endlessly and not blinking. So let's go ahead and get started on why to make videos. So we're talking all about videos here. Why to make videos? In the example that I gave you earlier, there was a very specific reason and need for me to make this video. I was not going to be able to teach. I wanted to keep to my curriculum schedule, and I wanted my students to get certain information in a specific time frame. Mission accomplished. That did the trick. But it's not always that simple. And if you're actually thinking of video as a reactive route of communication instead of a proactive route of communication, you're already missing the boat. Let me tell you what I mean about that. I was reactive in my stance. I realized, oh my gosh, I'm going to miss a class. I need to do something about it. And so I reacted to that situation. Had I been proactive about it, I might have been able to create supplemental lectures all throughout the class, have those up online so when the students got home and maybe forgot some information when they were studying for a test or were trying to do an assignment, they could have had these 3 to 5 minute videos to help trigger their memory. Because let's be honest, our attention spans are not that long. And no matter how good, in this case of the example of my class, no matter how good of a student you are, and no matter how well intentioned you are, sitting in a 75 minute class and retaining all the information that was conveyed during that period is not possible. And so sometimes that refresher would be a good reminder. That would have been an example of how I could have been proactive with video communication instead of reactive by doing what I did. Think about how you can reach out to your audience. And one of the most important things, especially in our global society today, is as companies, as employers, as managers, as people trying to get information out and get buy-in to an idea, we need to focus on meeting our audience where they are at. Not we want our audience to come to our website and watch our stuff. I mean, yes, in a perfect world, that would be fantastic, but it's not a perfect world. We need to meet our audience where they're at. And where is our audience at? Well, depending on your product, your service, your demographic, the employees that you manage, obviously that can be a little all over the place. But in every situation, I shouldn't say every, in the vast majority of situations, our audience is online. Our audience is looking for information. Our audience is connected to the internet. Our audience is an information consumer. But if you're expecting people to magically find you on your website, to go straight to a specific URL and watch this video brilliance that you've produced, you are missing the boat. You need to be proactive here and meet your audience where they're at. And where are most of our audience members at these days? YouTube, the second most used search engine on the web. I'm sure you've heard that before in one of my shows, and if you haven't listened, definitely listen because you'll hear it a handful of times. YouTube, it's so important in getting that message out. There's also Vimeo and another, you know, handful of services, but YouTube is the most prolific by any stretch of the imagination. So when you're thinking about video and think of getting the message out. If you, again, are expecting people to come directly to you to get the message, you're missing the boat. You need to start thinking of channels outside of that, to meeting the customers where they are at, to meeting your audience where they are at. If you're trying to do this internally for a company, are your employees using a company intranet? If so, fantastic. If not, put them to YouTube because you know what? They may be browsing there during the course of a day anyway, so meet them where they are at. I've said this a number of times and it's so important. And why making videos is so crucial to your communication strategy is not only does it put you out there in a form that is easily consumable by your target audiences, it puts you out there in a form where not only can people consume your information, but they can do it at their own place, at their own time, at their own leisure. And that is so important. We do not know. I mean, we can look at analytics and stuff and know when people are accessing information, but you don't know with certainty when your next potential client is going to be online and searching or when they are going to type in the magic keywords that deliver results directly from your website. So you have to be proactive about this. Think about getting your message, getting your videos out proactively, putting them in channels where your audience will find them. And that's how you're going to start thinking outside of the box and being successful with video. Now, I know that was a bit of an overview just about video, about meeting your audience where they're at. When we get into the next segment, we're going to talk about more of the details about how to make videos, types of videos, and the technologies that I like to use and that you can use too. We'll be right back on Communication Nation with this special episode of Communication Training, all about video.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Communication is the key to success, both on and off the field. I'm communication expert Jill Schiffelbein, the impromptu guru. As a former athlete, I know what it takes to be successful as you go from the locker room to the boardroom and all points in between. I will teach you presentation, communication, confidence. With skills like that, you know you'll always be in business. Get the tools you need to succeed at impromptuguru.com/athletes. Again, that's impromptuguru.com/athletes.
Calling all CFOs, finance and risk professionals. Your call to action is to help your company achieve financial excellence. How? Master risk management, cost control, and strategic decision-making by implementing game-changing technology advances like mobile, in-memory, and cloud computing, and more. Where? Learn from top thought leaders each week on Financial Excellence with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Join us for Financial Excellence with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Business Channel. Bob Pritchard has over 30 years of experience as a straight-talking business consultant and author working with some of the top Fortune 500 companies. Now he's come to the Voice America Business Channel to help you and your business. Tune in to the Bob Pritchard Radio Show for information about starting and successfully running a profitable business. From the movers and shakers to great marketing screw-ups, you can't afford to miss a single edition of the Bob Pritchard Radio Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Communication Nation with Jill Schiffelbein. Do you have a question for Jill? Send an email and she'll answer it on a future program. The email address is jill@impromptuguru.com. That's jill@impromptuguru.com. Now back to Communication Nation.
Welcome back, everyone, to Communication Nation. I'm your host, Jill Schiffelbein, here, and today we are doing a special episode of Communication Training all about video. So the who, what, where, when, and whys of why on earth you would communicate to your target audiences via video. In the first segment, I gave you an example of my first video communication episode and how it was simultaneously a success and a humbling experience for yours truly. And we also talked about the importance of reaching your target audience where they are at, including using video in a proactive, not a reactive way, and making sure it's out online in channels such as YouTube, your company's intranet, whatever the situation may be, to make sure that your audience gets the message, again, in their own space, in their own time, and can consume it at their leisure. That's so very important. Now, we're going to move into this next segment and really focus on how to make videos. So what types of videos there are, how to start thinking about them, and then what types of tools you can use to create these videos. And I know that's a ton of information to cram into one segment, so you're just going to get a taste. But of course, if you have questions, follow up with me. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. If you just look up Impromptu Guru, you will find me everywhere. So make sure you do that or tweet me out at Impromptu Guru, and I'll make sure to get back with you with answers to the questions. Whether you're listening live or you're listening months after the fact, it doesn't matter. Let's interact and have these conversations. Now, diving into how to make videos. First of all, I want to talk to you about kind of what I see as, you know, different types of videos that you can get out there. And a lot of people, when the internet first started and they started thinking of mediated speaking, again, communicating through a technological channel, most likely on the computer, such as audio, audiovisual, or video. We put audio out there and, you know, we just had some MP3 files and hope that people picked them up and hope that people listen. And the more advanced people got a little more creative and started to build websites around these recordings. And now, voila, you have internet radio, what I'm on today. So we can see how advances in technology and the way people consume information has changed the way we do things. Where it used to be we'd have a live conference call and you had to be on it, now there's a live conference call that's recorded. recorded, and we put that recording online so that people who couldn't be there or people who need a refresher can consume it in their own space and their own time. So that's asynchronous communication. Synchronous is when you have to be there or be online at the same time to get that information. So we're an asynchronous society when it comes to consuming what I call digestible chunks of information. And a video is one way to make this digestible chunk. And I know that's not the most attractive word in the world, but think about it. We can only consume so much information and have it sink in and have it retained. That information is typically in a 1 to 5 minute span. And I know you think 1 to 5 minutes isn't that short, or maybe some of you are thinking 5 minutes, that seems awful long, but it's true. And if you craft your message effectively and use such techniques like the rule of three, where you're going to tell them what you're going to tell them and tell them what you told them. I mentioned that in another communication training episode. You are going to be able to get that information through to your audience in a way that can be more easily retained. And video is a fantastic medium for doing so. Let's think about two different types of videos, if you will. And there's actually way more than this, but I'm going to make it simplistic for the time that we have. You have the audio-visual videos, and these are videos where you may have some audio narration over PowerPoint slides, over images, and maybe you pop in a 10-second intro that's you in front of the camera so people can gather some rapport with the voice that they're hearing on the screen. But primarily here, you're making a video that is showcasing maybe a product, an idea, a theory, and the visuals that go with this explanation and with this messaging are more important than seeing that human face convey that information. Then, on the other hand, there are the videos where it's you, it's a spokesperson, it's a figurehead, it's someone out there interacting with the camera, interacting with the audience. And again, remembering to blink, don't make my mistake. So whether you're walking around a facility, sitting at your desk, just trying to be personal with people, or you're filming in a studio, you are the star of the video and you're trying to showcase a message, products, services, ideas, whatever the case may be. Now, of course, there's stuff in the middle and everywhere in between, too, where you have on half the screen the person speaking, on the other half of the screen the audio visuals that need to go along with it. There's so many different options to use. But just with those explanations, I hope you started to think about, maybe I could do this. You know what? My employees, for example, have great information and knowledge about a product. They could each throw up about 2 minutes of audio, and I can just put some images over it, promote the company, promote the product, promote the service, and get other people in the organization involved. Fantastic. There are so many ways to leverage and use video to your benefit. And again, I will repeat this, to meet your audience where they are at. So now that you've hopefully started brainstorming a little bit about how you can use video, and in segment three, we're going to go into more specific examples and cases that should probably be some good brainstorming time for you. What I want to do first is lay out some tools and some, you know, helpful hints on making these videos upfront, making sure they're successful, and for you to start investigating what investment you're going to need to be able to make videos and communicate via video in an effective way to your target audience. If you're going to make a video like I talked about, the first type, the audio-visual one, where it's primarily a voiced-over narration, so you have the audio and then you're putting slides up to go with it, you're putting images up, maybe you have a video running that is an example of something while you're talking over it, so you're the narrator the entire time. There's a couple of technologies that I like to use that I find are incredibly user-friendly. I have trained literally hundreds of people, namely professors at universities, on how to use these technologies, so they are trainable. If you don't understand how to use them, there's training videos online and you can get someone to teach you and you can pick up this information even if you are not the most technologically savvy person. And there's a couple of these that I like to use on a regular basis. One of them, and this is for the more novice user, is Adobe Presenter. And Adobe Presenter is a really cool tool where you take your existing PowerPoint presentations. It's a plugin that installs right within your PowerPoint format. And then once your PowerPoint is loaded, it all is through that application. You click on the Adobe Presenter tab, you click record, and you can start narrating your slides right there. So it's used within an application that you're already familiar with. And to me, that makes teaching people how to use it much easier, and it makes figuring out how to use it easier. And then when you're done, you can produce it and share it in a variety of different formats. I won't go into all of those. You can look more about that product if you want. But the name of that product, again, Adobe Presenter. Another product, and I actually use this much more frequently, it's a little more advanced, has more advanced capabilities in it, and I adore this product for a number of reasons. It's called Camtasia, C-A-M-T-A-S-I-A, Camtasia. And it does have a free version, and it does have a paid version. So for those of you thinking, okay, I may try this video thing, let's start slow. I haven't done anything like it before. Let's start this, you know, voice-narrated PowerPoint or image show, if you will. Camtasia, the free version, a good way to start. And you can use this to import video, import PowerPoint, import images, rearrange them on a timeline however you see fit, and record right over them. Super easy to use. But let's say you don't want to start from scratch. You don't want to create the wheel. Another good way to go about it, let's say you already have audio. You're one of those companies that put some MP3s out there. You have podcasts, but maybe you just need to edit it down a little bit and then plop that into a software like Camtasia, match it up with some images and graphics, and boom, you have a movie, you have a video to put out there. A good free audio editing service is called Audacity, A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y, Audacity. And it's pretty easy to use. If you've ever seen an audio editing interface, it matches the majority of them. And if you haven't, there's good free tutorials online on how to use it. So those are some tools, again, Adobe Presenter, Camtasia, and Audacity that I recommend for people who are just starting in this area, who want some easy technology to work with, and who want to maybe just repurpose some of the things they have and throw it out there. Get it out online. It doesn't need to be perfect. I'm going to say that again. It does not need to be perfect. As long as it's an accurate representation of you, your company, your service, your message, whatever you're trying to get across, get it out there. People want to consume information that is real. The overly polished information economy still exists. There's no question about it. But people who are searching around on YouTube are not expecting that. They're expecting an expert or someone who knows what they're talking about to get out there and deliver them information on a question they have. They are looking to get a question answered. It's that simple. And do you have to have HD production quality to answer a question in an effective way? Absolutely not. So think about that when you're producing those and get some videos out there. Other options, if you want to be recording yourself or someone in your company, you can always get a studio and go rent one out and have high production quality. I have a lot of those videos online, and I did those for a specific reason because I also put them in a product to sell for a DVD. But if you're just trying to get a message that's real and authentic out to your audience, you can easily put a webcam on top of your computer and film it right in your office. Now, make sure the background's appropriate and clean. I've made that mistake once before, and I had people say, "What's that in the background?" And then that's more, you know, obvious than your message, which is not what you want to have happen. But you can easily pop up a webcam, record video. Our phones, most of them have videos now. You can record a video that way and pop it up. If you want something a little more polished, again, you can use any type of video editing software, Adobe Premiere, iMovie, Windows Video Editor, Adobe Premiere. You can try it for 30 days free, iMovie, Windows Movie Editor, or Video Editor. I forget what it's called now. You know, those are free. They come with computers and your general software when you get them. And there's a lot of other ones out there as well. Those are a little more advanced in terms of the technology that's used, but you can figure them out with the help of online tutorials, or you can hire someone to help you edit the video. I personally know a ton of video editors, and a great place to look for them is Elance. E-L-A-N-C-E, like freelance, but Elance. You can find someone who can bid on your project online and get it at a fraction of the cost that you can for big, full-fledged companies who do this type of work. And I've had a lot of success using that site. So those were some rapid-fire tools and ideas to help you create both audiovisual and video-based only content that you can get out immediately, put it up on YouTube, put it on your company website, send it out via email, and reach your target audience where they are at. When we come back after break, I'm going to go into some specific examples, and we'll do some brainstorming about how you can communicate via video to increase your following, reach your audience, and hopefully sell more products. We'll be right back on Communication Nation.
Boy. Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
Communication is the key to success, both on and off the field. I'm communication expert Jill Schiffelbein, the impromptu guru. As a former athlete, I know what it takes to be successful as you go from the locker room to the boardroom and all points in between. I will teach you presentation, communication, confidence. With skills like that, you know you'll always be in business. Get the tools you need to succeed at impromptuguru.com/athletes. Again, that's impromptuguru.com/athletes.
Are you and your business well prepared? For what, you may ask? Well, what about workplace violence, cyber attacks, or general business disasters? Listen for Fear is Negotiable, Business Survival Skills 101 with your host, Pamela Hill. We'll bring you case studies of the businesses that don't prepare and the consequences that can happen. We'll also bring you best practice strategies that can help you keep your business running smoothly. Tune in to Fear is Negotiable, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel.
We spend 70% of our week in the office. What is the difference between enjoying your job and enduring it? The number one motivator is a positive work environment. And that's where Real Recognition Radio comes in. Join your hosts, Roy Saunderson and S. Max Brown, as they take a look at the positive factors of the workplace, such as employee rewards, recognition, incentives, and much more. Tune in to Real Recognition Radio, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. You are tuned in to Communication Nation with Jill Schiffelbein. Do you have a question for Jill? Send an email and she'll answer it on a future program. The email address is jill@impromptuguru.com. That's jill@impromptuguru.com. Now back to Communication Nation.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Communication Nation and our special communication training episode all about video. So video communication, if you're not using it, if you are using it, how to use it effectively or how to use it more effectively, that's what we're talking about today. In our first segment, I gave you a humbling story from yours truly, and then I also gave you an overview of why video communication is so important in terms of reaching your audience. In the second segment, if you missed it, I gave you a layout of two different types, kind of categories of different videos that you can start thinking about creating. And then I gave you a list of technological tools you can use to help create and edit these masterpieces that you are going to put together. Now, let's say you knew all that stuff already and you're like, Jill, give me some examples. I really need to think outside the box. Well, that's segment three. In this segment, we are going to talk about different examples of videos, how they can be used, maybe repurposed, and I'll give you some names of videos to go check out that will illustrate what I'm discussing with you. Let's get started. When we're talking about videos, we already talked about how you can do more audio-visual, so more narration of videos, of images, of PowerPoint slides, etc., or videos where you're a spokesperson, it's face-to-face, or of course a combination of both. But now let's think about how we can repurpose content we already have and how we can use these videos in terms of some examples. And I'm going to start you out using something that I have done, and I'll tell you how I've used it, why I've used it, and tell you the results it's had. So if you've been listening to the show at all, you've heard me mention 60 Second Guru before. And if you haven't, then welcome to 60 Second Guru. You're going to learn all about it. Last year, I went into a studio, and a lot of your local cable affiliates will have studios that have space that they actually rent out for the day, and you can go and record HD quality videos in a huge studio setting. Let me tell you, I felt like a rock star, and I discovered at that point that I hope someday to be in front of a camera. This is, you know, I felt very natural there, and it was so much fun. And I went there with the intent of recording a series called 60 Second Guru. And what the idea behind this is that you can improve your communication and presentation in a minute a week. So every week for 52 weeks, so for an entire year, I release a new 60-second guru video. And it's either something about before a speech, during a speech, after a speech, general communication, business communication, all these different communication and presentation topics. And alongside of those, I release it on my website, I release it on YouTube, and then I do social media posts about it. Let me be completely transparent and honest with you. I have not stayed on top of my strategy for 60-Second Guru like I wanted to, and I'm getting back into it now. I have some interns that are coming in that are doing stuff for me. I had an intern last spring helping me get that back up. But the idea behind it was I would start getting my name out. I would start getting my message out. I would start getting my brand out, and I would give this stuff away for free. I'm proud to announce that just about a week ago, I crossed the 60,000 viewer mark on YouTube. So for those of you who have just a couple YouTube videos up and are struggling maybe with 100 or so views, you're thinking, holy cow, that's awesome. For those of you who are YouTube veterans, you're thinking 60,000, that's chump change. For this girl, it's a success and I'm happy about it. I have about, 260 odd subscribers and people who are consuming this content. And I've gotten emails from people from all over the world communicating with me about it. And I love it. So from the idea of putting out information in digestible chunks about what I do professionally as a consultant, as a coach, as a speaker, but putting it out there in a form that can be easily consumed and reaches my audience where they are at, I have been able to get a following, get brand recognition, and get some good conversations started that have actually yielded ideas for products that I'm currently developing right now, which is incredibly exciting. But what you can also do with this, and I'm telling you this example, you can go check them out. Of course, I'd love you to at youtube.com/impromptuguru, or if you go to impromptuguru.com, click on 60-Second Guru, they're all there. They're not hiding from you. But with this strategy, the idea is that now I have 52 videos. They started last September. They'll finish up this September. And then for the following year, every week again, I can re-release one of those videos and now with a blog post that accompanies it, or now with an audio clip or an MP3 clip or a link to one of my radio shows that matches the message that is given in the video. So this was not just a one-time thing for me. This is an ongoing source of content, messaging, getting my brand out and reaching my audience. The other thing that I did with this is I packaged all 52 videos into a DVD and into a digital download. So they also became a consumable product where companies, if they want access to them, can buy them, can license them, can use them in their training and have them on their hard drive so they don't always have to go through YouTube and search through the ads and everything to get this information at a low price point so people can, again, afford it and consume it. And for me, it's a residual source of income. So as an entrepreneur, this was a marketing strategy that I invested in that is now getting me visibility, brand recognition. It's getting me requests for other products, requests for information, and requests for business. And that was the whole idea behind it. Now, it took about 9 months before this strategy started to pay off. Because again, you can't just throw something out there and expect people to come to you. You need to figure out a way to do it effectively and know that it builds up over time. So this is more of a mid-term strategy. So not a short-term, not a long-term, but a middle-term strategy. And I want to share that example to you and how, you know, I kind of failed at it initially in thinking that people are just going to come and watch these videos, and they didn't. They flat out didn't. I posted them on social media. I had a minor following, but it hasn't been until the past about, 3 months that those subscribers have picked up, that the comments have picked up, that the likes have picked up, all of those things. It takes time to build that content base. And if you already have some videos out there and you want to have a conversation about how to think about strategically repackaging those or getting more visibility on YouTube, I have so many lessons to share. Contact me. Let's have a conversation about it, because there are so many tips to share that I've learned the hard way. Happy to help you not make those mistakes. But that's an example of how you can start thinking of using video, giving stuff away for free, making some residual income from it, and getting brand recognition at the same time. So again, 60-Second Guru, look up Impromptu Guru on YouTube, on my website, Facebook, Twitter. It's all there. It's everywhere. I make sure it's out there under my brand name. Check those out. Tell me what you think. Tell me if you can kind of, yeah, I see where her mind was going with this. I see this type of strategy. And let's have a conversation about it. Here's some other things you can think of repurposing or creating that can help you with video and help you reach your audience. One of the things that I find that is just just wonderfully done on the internet. And they're an older company, in internet terms, older company. And they've made these videos in a way that easily explains in layperson terms how to use technology. And that company is called Common Craft. If you've never heard of Common Craft before, look them up on YouTube, look them up on Google, you'll find them. And they are the people who kind of started this whole idea of video infographic type things. So you have these stick figures that look like chalkboard drawings that are explaining this technology to you. And it is done in a way that is so plain and so simple. I mean, they have a video called Twitter in Plain English, which years ago, when I was first telling people about Twitter, I mean, years ago, this is one of the videos I used to help explain it to people because they did such a fantastic job. And I point you to Common Craft because if you have a product, if you have a service, if you have a concept that is maybe a little difficult to grasp, a video such as what they do can really help you. And I'm blanking on the names of the softwares right now, but if you look up different types of info videos and how to make them, if you Google it, I hate that I'm blanking. There are some softwares that you can use and you can actually purchase by the month to help you create videos like Common Craft does. It's exceptional. So take advantage of that. And maybe you can do a combination. You know, hi, this is Jill Schiffelbein. I am the owner and guru at Impromptu Guru. And I'm going to talk to you now about how you can make speech coaching work for you. And then boom, I go into a video that displays some animation in plain English, the stick figures. You know, people can relate to that. That would be a way I could leverage that. Think of ways that you could leverage it. And whether you are, let's say you're a manager and your company is rolling out a new benefits policy, great. Get it out there. Get your face out there for about 5 or 10 seconds at the beginning of the video, letting your employees know you're sincere about the changes that are going on, that you realize they are going to impact them, and have a video that explains it in plain English, no hidden agenda, what they need to know. Let me tell you, your employees will not only have a newfound respect for you putting yourself out there in that way, but they will be more likely to follow up and communicate with you and adopt a course of action because you have taken the time and effort to reach them where they are at and communicate to them in a way that is more accessible to them and more personal. Think about it. Whether you're a manager of a larger company, a smaller company, whether you're an entrepreneur trying to reach a mass audience, you standing up in front of an audience of dozens to 100 to 1,000 people and delivering a generic message versus you having an intimate shot of yourself on video for 5 to 10 seconds, introducing yourself and letting your audience know that this is important to you and them, and then going into an explanation, which one is going to give your audience more of, and I know this sounds goofy, but more of a warm fuzzy? You want people to walk away with a happy, fuzzy feeling about the message you delivered because that is going to get your action. That's going to get your call to action answered. It's going to get your buy-in. It's going to get your strategy adopted. You are more likely to have success that way when it's more personalized. And the beauty of video is you can have that conversation by recording it once and reaching out to people if you do it in a way that's sincere. And of course, the next segment is going to talk to you a lot about how to do that. One last quick example of how you can maybe repurpose some things that you have aside from the examples I gave you in segment two, webinars. If you are using webinars in your company or if you are not, my goodness, that's something you need to be thinking about doing because not only do you deliver it live, but you can record it and then repurpose that recording into digestible chunks. So dozens of separate videos that you can put out there. I'm actually going to be hosting a webinar on webinars, a meta webinar, if you will. Coming up in September. So if you want to be notified of that, make sure you're following me on Twitter or Facebook or on my email list at Impromptu Guru, and you'll get information about that. Webinars are so important as a form of communication, and you can repurpose this content in unlimited capacities. And I know that's just a teaser, and I know I covered a lot of information quickly, but it's already time for our next break before the final segment. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how to do all this video stuff in a way that makes you look like an on-screen rock star. We'll be right back on Communication Nation.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Communication is the key to success, both on and off the field. I'm communication expert Jill Schiffelbein, the impromptu guru. As a former athlete, I know what it takes to be successful as you go from the locker room to the boardroom and all points in between. I will teach you presentation, communication, confidence. With skills like that, you know you'll always be in business. Get the tools you need to succeed at impromptuguru.com/athletes. Again, that's impromptuguru.com/athletes.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
America is heading over a fiscal cliff. Home prices are still receding and unemployment growing.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network. You are tuned in to Communication Nation with Jill Schiffelbein. Do you have a question for Jill? Send an email and she'll answer it on a future program. The email address is jill@impromptuguru.com. That's jill@impromptuguru.com. Now back to Communication Nation.
Welcome back, everyone, to Communication Nation. I am your host, Jill Schiffelbein, and today we are diving into communication training all about video. It's our last segment together. The show has flown by for me. I hope it has for you in a positive way as well. And if you want to continue communication with me about this topic, whether you're listening live or months or even a year after the fact, Twitter @ImpromptuGuru, Facebook.com/ImpromptuGuru, ImpromptuGuru.com. I think you get the point. You can find me out there. Happy to interact with you. We've talked about why you should be thinking about video, how you reach their audience where they are at, what are some tools you can use to create video and repurpose existing content, what are some examples of how you can use video to send your message and maybe even monetize it a little bit. Now, how do you be a video rock star, that on-screen video vixen, diva, handsome gentleman, the most interesting man in the world, whatever your preference is? Let's talk a little bit about delivery and how you can do it effectively. At the beginning of the show, I told you a story about how I really screwed up the delivery aspect. I mean, not really. People still got my message, but how I blinked once in about a 6 to 7 minute video, and it looked a little awkward to people. Well, that's the thing with video. You don't have to be perfect. You have to be natural. You have to be genuine. You have to be sincere, and you have to be you. If you are being these things, the likelihood of your message getting across and getting acted on is significantly higher than if you are this perfectly polished, perfectly poised, right behind a podium with a perfect accent the entire time speaker. Because people want to interact with people. And I know that sounds funny when I'm talking about video and delivering it via this mediated channel such as the internet, but think about it. People want to interact with people. Think of the commercials that you've seen that you really resonate with. Think of the videos you've watched online that you keep coming back to or look for more of or subscribe to this person's channel. Most likely, they're doing one of two things or both things in an ideal world. Number one, they are finding a way to build a relationship with you via their videos and via their delivery. Or two, they're giving you some information that you really need for a specific purpose. In an ideal world, they are doing both. That's very important in terms of your delivery. You don't need to be sitting behind a desk in a perfect conference room to reach your employees. Let's say you're a manager using video memos. And if you've never heard of a video memo before, go look at one of my 60-second guru videos using video memos. You'll get the hint. But you're doing a video memo to your employees or to your company. Do you need to be sitting at a perfectly polished executive desk to get that message across? No, that's putting a nonverbal barrier in front of you and your audience. Even if you're not physically in front of them, that is visible via video. And you don't need to do that in order to be effective. I talked a little bit about these nonverbal barriers in terms of persuasive speaking on another episode of communication training. I forget the exact title. It has persuasion in it. You can go look it up. But that'll give you some good tips also for how to deliver via video. But specifically when it comes to interacting with the camera, the biggest thing is to be natural. I already said it once and I'm saying it again. Sit there, be yourself. If you stumble over a word or two, so what? You're human. That happens. Now, if you do a lot of them, yeah, re-record the video. But if you're doing it and it's not going to affect the reception or understanding of the message you're trying to get across, then don't worry about it. If you rewind this radio show and listen to it, you will notice that I've stumbled a handful of times. You know what? When you're speaking into a microphone in a room with acoustic lining, and it's a little intimidating and scary by yourself, you're going to stumble a few times when you're talking for as long as I have. That's natural. That happens. If not, I would be scared that I was a robot. People don't want to interact with robots. People want to interact with humans in real down-to-earth language with real people who make mistakes, because that makes you more like them. Now, I'm not saying go up and intentionally screw up a video, but what I'm saying is if you sneeze, if you cough, if you stumble over a word, if you mispronounce a word and correct yourself right away, who cares? It doesn't affect the end goal of the message. Now, there are some exceptions for that. We've seen a lot of them in the media when people throw out an inappropriate term, for example. Yeah, let's not post that online. That would be a good idea. But you get my point, I hope, is that, you know what, you stutter, you stumble, you make a little mistake. If it's not affecting the meaning of your message, move on and keep going. I would much rather have someone talking to me and keeping it real than a perfectly polished voice and appearance sitting in front of me at the camera talking down to me. That's not what I want to interact with when I'm looking for information, and nor do your consumers. How to speak for video in terms of eye contact. Again, I have some videos online that will talk about this so you can see visually what I'm going to mention to you here just via this audio channel. But you want to make eye contact in a natural way, unlike I did during my first video. Yes, you want to be looking at the camera lens for a good amount of the time. But just like any conversation you have with a friend one-on-one, you're not going to be staring right into their eyes the entire time. You're going to be glancing around the room. Now, not continually, otherwise they're going to wonder what's up, but every so often your eyes are going to dart to one side or dart to the other to survey your surroundings. That is normal. That means you should replicate that in an on-camera environment as well. And that's important, again, for that naturalness, the genuineness, the sincerity, all of that's going to come across. What about gestures, you may ask? Well, it depends on what the purpose of your video is and obviously how wide the camera angle lens is. If you look at the videos I have online, you'll see that it shows enough of me because I wanted to be able to make gestures. I am an animated person. That's just how I am. And I wanted to get some of that energy across. And also, depending on the video you watch, to illustrate some points. If you're using gestures, try to make sure that they are genuine and that they match your message and that they help illustrate points that you have to make. It's natural to have gestures. Again, you're not going to have a conversation with a friend where you're sitting there with your hands in your lap or to your sides or behind your back the entire time. That does not happen. Start to see your audience as a friend, your consumer as a friend, your employees as a friend. Now, I'm not saying you need to befriend them, but if you think of that mentality when you're creating a video, that will give you the naturalness and the connection naturally that you need to connect with your audience. Very, very important. You don't want to be speaking down to the camera. You want to be speaking at the camera, with the camera, on a level with the camera. And you can also substitute the word audience for camera in that statement. So we talked about gestures. We talked about eye contact. Let's also talk about the length of video. Talked earlier, digestible chunks, no more than 1 to 5 minutes. I try to say absolutely no more than 3 minutes. A good way to gauge this, go to YouTube, search a question that you have, and see how long of a video you will listen to before tuning it out. That's a pretty good gauge for what people will do on average. And actually, cut that in half for what the only half-interested consumer is going to listen to. Because if you really want to know about a topic, for me, if a video is longer than 3 minutes, I'm not going to click on it. If I really want to know about a topic, that's about where I'm going to be at, unless the video is spectacular. If I'm just half interested in topic and kind of just searching for general information, let's cut that in half. Let's be honest. I'm going to listen to about 90 seconds, if even that. And so you need to start thinking in terms of those digestible chunks and how you can reach your audience, which does involve, obviously, some strategic planning, making your message succinct, and working it from that angle. Now, I just threw out a handful of delivery tips and messaging tips, and we don't have time to get into a ton of it. But again, 60 Second Guru, I have a ton of delivery videos that can supplement this for you. And of course, I'm happy to have those conversations with you. We're wrapping up today's episode of Communication Training here on Communication Nation. Thank you so much for tuning in. You have questions, you have follow-up, comments, some takeaways, tweet them out, put them on Facebook. Let's interact and let's continue to communicate. I'm Jill Schiffelbein, and until next week, speak well.
Please join your host, Jill Schiffelbein, again next Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel, because communication matters.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.